This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today. We're talking NFL, college football. We'll get into Lucy Burge later on in the show for model making money as well. We're going to talk about the 4 college football playoff games that we have in the first round. Got to talk some college basketball as well. Today we got 6 bets in college hoops on this Tuesday. So a lot to get to. As always, any questions, comments that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL. You can go to YouTube.com/OdysseySports as well. If you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered also with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. It's going to be a great show over the next 30 minutes. Let's get this thing rolling as glass is in session. And let's start with NFL Week 16. Of course, every team is done with their bye week, so we get all 32 teams in action. We get 2 Saturday games this week as well. We'll start with Thursday Night Football, though. Another good one. Broncos-Chargers, big game for the AFC wildcard race. Denver is the current 6th seed in the AFC, and the Chargers are the current 7th seed. LA favored by 3. The total in this game is 42. We've talked about the Chargers on this show before. LA, pretty easy team to handicap, right? When they go up against a team that's better than them, a team that's playoff caliber, they usually lose those games. When they go up against some of the worst teams in the NFL, they win those games. It makes sense because the Chargers, especially on offense, don't have a ton of talent at the skill position players. They got a good defense. They got a very good coaching staff led by Harbaugh and Jesse Minter, and they just find ways to beat teams that they're supposed to beat, but they can't beat some of the top teams in the NFL. We saw that again on Sunday with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's what makes this Broncos game interesting, right? Because the Broncos are probably going to be a playoff team, it looks like, but it doesn't feel like necessarily that they're a playoff team. They've had an easy schedule. They got a good defense. Offensively, they're kind of meh. First 2 times these 2 teams played in Denver, Chargers kind of took care of business. They won that game. They covered the spread. It is tough to beat a team 2 times, though, and I think since those 2 teams played, Denver has gotten much better. Broncos have won some games. They've been competitive against some teams that have kind of been surprising, right? They easily could have been Kansas City on the road, Arrowhead, if it wasn't for the blocked field goal. So we're getting 3 here with Denver. I like the Broncos plus the 3. I think they keep this game close. I think they even win the game outright. Denver, I mean, their last couple wins, it's been impressive how they were able to win a shootout against the Browns, and then they're able to win a lower scoring game against the Colts. Bo Nix throws 3 interceptions. They're still able to win that game by nearly 20 points. So Denver's finding ways to win games. They're getting more and more confident. Their defense is still elite. And then Bo Nix has obviously been playing pretty good football for the Broncos. I will take Denver plus the 3 against the Chargers. Keep in mind, too, Bo Nix and Denver have already played a road game this year on Thursday night. They went to New Orleans earlier in the year and played the Saints. So for a young quarterback to be used to kind of that short week prep, and especially a divisional opponent and that familiarity, I think will help Denver. So I like the Broncos plus three. Saturday, we got two really interesting games. We'll start with the Texans on the road in Arrowhead taking on the Chiefs. Right now, it looks like Pat Mahomes is not going to play. Houston is favored by two with a total of 39.5. Honestly, I hope Mahomes doesn't play, because if he doesn't, we're going to get the Chiefs as dogs. Carson Wentz is going to start, and I'm going to bet the Chiefs in this game. For a team that's 13-1, it's hard to find motivation this time of the year. But I think for the Chiefs, right, it feels like they are a very flawed 13-1 team. They very easily could be like 9-5 this season with the way that some of those games have gone their way. Without Mahomes, though, in this game, I think this could be one of those games where the Chiefs as a team kind of rally around each other, prove to themselves and prove to everybody that even without Mahomes, we can beat a good football team. Like, at the end of the day, it's still hard to win a game on the road. Houston has not been all that impressive this season in their wins. I'll take Kansas City plus the two. Honestly, I hope Mahomes doesn't play, because I'd like the Chiefs without him. I'd like them as dogs in those games. Ravens -6 against the Steelers. We talked about this game at length yesterday. I mean, you just take the underdog in this series. Since 2015, the underdog in Ravens and Steelers is 16-2-1 against the spread. Pittsburgh has won 8 of the last 9 games against Baltimore. Lamar has missed about half those matchups. But even when Lamar has played, he's still struggled against the Steelers. He's only beaten them one time. He's 1-4 against Pittsburgh. When the Ravens play the Steelers, it's a lot like when the Ravens play the Chiefs. They just get out of who they are. They self-destruct, and the Ravens just beat the Ravens. They have fumbles, they have interceptions, they miss field goals, they drop passes, they have costly penalties. They do all the things that teams do when they lose games against the Steelers. So the Ravens played the Steelers earlier this year, and that game went about as a lot of Ravens-Steelers games have gone the past 4 years. I expect this game to be no different. It's a monster, monster game for the AFC North. The Steelers can actually clinch the division with a win on Saturday. I expect it to be close. I expect it to be tight. I love the Steelers in a teaser, too. I mean, forget the plus six. You're getting plus 12 with them in a teaser as well, like Pittsburgh, plus the points. Sunday, we got the Giants and the Falcons. Atlanta favored by 9.5 with a total of 41.5. If you guys watched that Monday night game last night with the Falcons and Raiders, I know Atlanta won. I know Kirk Cousins finally threw a touchdown pass for the first time in 5 games. Boy, they look bad, and Cousins looks really bad. The Raiders are abysmal. What a bad, bad team that was. And they might even be playing a team worse than the Raiders this upcoming week in the Giants. However, if Drew Lock plays for New York, I think not only are the Giants worth a bet on the spread, but they also are worth a bet on the money line as well. Because Atlanta right now, when they get in these kind of games, like we saw against the Raiders and like we saw against the Giants, there's so much pressure on their offense right now to put up points and score, and they've been struggling so much. And when they go up against these bad teams, if the longer that they let them hang around, the more pressure that is on those teams. Drew Lock isn't any good, but he's certainly the best of a Tim Boyle, Tommy DeVito, whatever they have in that quarterback room. If he starts, not only am I betting the Giants plus the points, I'd look at a little money line sprinkle in that game as well. Lions and Bears, really interesting game on Sunday. You got the Lions, we're coming off a loss against the Bills. Dan Campbell in his career, unbelievable ATS off of a loss. Chicago continues their losing skid. Look ahead line in this game was 7.5 points. Bears don't cover the spread, and yet this line goes through the key number of 7 and now is down to 6.5. You have the David Montgomery news come out yesterday. He's out for the year. That's obviously going to be a big blow, but you still got Jahmyr Gibbs there for the Lions. Really, what's hurting the Lions is all these injuries that they're suffering on defense. We've talked about Chicago and how good they have been in the division. They've been much better at home than they have been on the road. I like the under in this game. I like under 48. Jared Goff outdoors in cold weather. We know how that tends to go. Now you don't have another running back outside of Jahmyr Gibbs to kind of give him a breather. I think it's going to be an ugly, sloppy, lower scoring game in like maybe like the 21-14, 24-14, 21-17 kind of range. So I'll go under 48 in Lions and Bears. Browns and Bengals is an interesting game. We got some breaking news too. The DTR is going to start for Cleveland over Jameis Winston. The Browns are plus 7 against the Bengals. The Bengals have been terrible at home this season. They've only won one game, and that was against the Raiders at home. But again, against these bad teams, they have been winning games, and they have been covering spreads. These divisional matchups, though, when you get an AFC North dog at this many points, and Burrow has struggled against the Browns defense throughout his career, I kind of like Cleveland plus the 7 against Cincinnati. Titans and Colts is a pass for me. The Colts, their season was on Sunday against Denver. They couldn't win that game. Anthony Richardson is still a disaster throwing the football, and I don't want to bet the Titans anymore. I'm done with that, so no play for me there. And then the Rams, 3.5-point favorites against the Jets. Would be a really good week to fade the Rams off of big wins against the Bills and the 49ers. The Jets, though, another one of those teams. It's just tough to bet them, even when you're getting the 3.5. Maybe if this starts creeping up to 4, 4.5, I think about betting the Jets. At 3, 3.5, though, still going to be a pass for me on New York. All right, we got a great promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's the 7 days of parlays, and BetMGM account holders will receive an any sport parlay boost token. You score a bigger payout if your wager with the parlay boost token hits. Token can be used on parlays and short game parlays from our friends at BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. All right, let's talk some college football playoff games. We got the first round starting on Friday in South Bend with number 10 Indiana and number 7 Notre Dame. Irish favored by 7.5. The total continuing to tick down just a little bit to 50.5. This game kicks off Friday night at 8 p.m. They're calling for some snow. It's going to be about 25 degrees in South Bend. Both of these teams, excellent defenses. Notre Dame is top. They're number 2 in scoring defense in college football. Indiana is also in the top 10 as well. Both these teams are top 10 against the rush. Notre Dame is a top 10 rushing offense this season, though. That's where the real separation is, right? So it's going to be good on good. Indiana's got the best rushing defense in college football. They were the only team this season in college football to give up less than 1,000 yards on the ground. They were the only team, and they gave up 850. So not only did they give up less than 1,000, they gave up way less than 1,000. They gave up 70 rushing yards per game, going up against the top 10 rushing unit in Notre Dame. That's where the game's going to be won, right? Good on good. Is it going to be Notre Dame's run offense, or is it going to be Indiana's rushing defense? Both teams are pretty good against the pass as well. You have both teams top 20 against the pass, so a lot of people like the under in this game. You can see why. Both teams that want to run the football, both teams that have really good defenses. I think what's so interesting about this game, though, is that Notre Dame has only played 2 games this year that have been decided by one score. 31-24 win over Louisville way back when, early on in the season, and then that loss to Northern Illinois 16-14. And then Indiana has only played 1 game this season decided by one score as well, when they beat Michigan 20-15. So both of these teams are used to winning. They're used to winning by margin. They're not used to games being tight in the fourth quarter. And with the game that you figure is probably going to be low scoring, that's going to be played tightly throughout, I think that favors the underdog in Indiana. The more that they can hang around, the more pressure that they can put on Notre Dame, I think the Hoosiers can keep this close. We'll take Indiana plus the 7.5 against Notre Dame. We also got Penn State hosting SMU in the 6-11 first round matchup. Penn State favored by 8.5. The total in this game is 54.5. You're going to notice a common theme through all 4 of these games, and that's that all of these teams have good defenses, and all these teams are really good against the run, SMU especially. You might not realize how good SMU is against the run, but they have a top 10 rushing defense, and that's going to be huge going up against Penn State with Katron Allen and Nick Singleton. If they can make Penn State one-dimensional and force Drew Aller to beat them through the air, that's when this game gets interesting. Much of the talk is going to be about SMU, obviously a team from Dallas, traveling to Penn State, playing in cold weather and 25 degrees. But this game being played at noon on a Saturday while the sun is still shining, opposed to like Tennessee, who's got to play a night game in Columbus, I think that is a little bit beneficial for SMU. SMU this season, again, their offense, they have some explosive plays. They got good playmakers. I think they'll be able to hang around in this game. Everybody's going to be taking money line parlays with these 4 favorites, right? Everybody's going to be betting Notre Dame, Penn State, Texas, and Ohio State to win the game. There was an underdog that I would look at outright, I think it would be SMU to keep it close, maybe even win against Penn State. Then we got number 12 Clemson taking on number 5 Texas. The Longhorns favored by 11.5. The total in this game is 51.5. Texas's defense is elite for my money. I think they're the best defense in college football. Second this season in scoring on defense. They're first against the pass, and they're 15th against the run. You look at Clemson's 3 losses this season. To Georgia, they scored 3 points. To Louisville, they scored 21, but really 14 of those were in garbage time. And then South Carolina, they scored 14 as well. Clemson struggled against good teams, and they can't score the ball in those games. Now they got to go on the road and play Texas. I like Texas minus the 11.5. I really like the under in the game, but I think my favorite bet is Clemson's team total under 20.5 points. I just don't know how Clemson is going to score over 20 points against this Texas defense. If Clemson wants to pull a shocker and pull off the upset, I think they got to play like a similar game like Georgia did. Beat Texas 19-16, win like a 17-14 kind of game. Regardless of what happens, whether Clemson covers or Texas covers, I think the thing I feel best about is Clemson not scoring many points. I like their team total under 20.5. And then finally, we got Tennessee and Ohio State in the 8-9 matchup. Again, two elite defenses, two top five scoring defenses, two top 10 defenses against the run. Big difference, though, is cold weather. Tennessee's got to deal with that. 16 degrees expected at kickoff in this one in Columbus. And also the perception around these two teams right now, right? Everybody's down on Ohio State. The last time we saw them, they were losing on their field as 3 touchdown favorites to Michigan. Now they got to turn around and play a team out of the SEC. I like Ohio State. I think they're going to come out pissed off. I think they're going to come out. Their defense is going to play really well. I think their offense makes enough plays as well. I'm waiting for the 7 with the Buckeyes. If we can get a 7, I'm going to pull the trigger. Still would probably bet them at 7.5. It's that what is closed. But if we get a 7, definitely like Ohio State in that game against Tennessee. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge. Get some of her favorite bets for today, for the weekend as well. Lucy, before we find out what you like, what is the 5-star model like for today?
Yes, hello, PJ. 5-star play for today is in the NBA. It is Bucks Thunder over 215.5 for the total. The Bucks have hit the over in their last 2 games and in 4 of their last 6. And on the road, the Bucks have hit the over in 3 of their last 5 games. The Thunder are also averaging 115 points per game. Bucks are averaging 113 points scored per game. So the BetQL model loves the over 215.5 in Bucks Thunder for tonight as a 5-star play.
All right, very good. Lucy, let's talk some NFL, right? So we just had Bills-Lions on Sunday. Those two teams, as it currently stands right now, are co-favorites to win the Super Bowl at BetMGM at plus 450. Do you think we're getting a rematch of the game that we saw on Sunday in the Super Bowl, or is there another team in either the AFC or the NFC that you like?
Yes, I do think that it will be a rematch of that game. That will be the matchup for the Super Bowl. And I came into that game as a viewer, as a bettor of Lions money line in that game, very nervous because that was the marquee game of the day, because I believe that will be the Super Bowl matchup. And now I'm worried, PJ, because the Lions, of course, did not win that game. They did not even come close, basically. So I am now worried. I think that will be the matchup. But I'm worried because the Bills look really good and they can take down the Lions, and the Lions in a spot like that, played like that. So I am worried that, and I tweeted this too. I was like, oh, the Bills are just going to win the Super Bowl, aren't they? Because I think if there was any year for any other team to take down the Chiefs, it would be this year. However, I could now look at this as the Lions now know what their weaknesses are when they're playing the Bills, and they can fix that ahead of the Super Bowl. Bada boom, win the Super Bowl. So I do think it will be Lions-Bills, and I still think the Lions will win it.
I know you love your Lions, and they absolutely could win the NFC and win the Super Bowl. They're favorites to do so. If you didn't pick the Lions, though, Lucy, if there was another team out there, whether it was the Eagles, the Packers, maybe like the Rams, maybe like the Commanders, who would be the other team that you would pick in the NFC?
Yeah, so I will pick another team, and it is not for real, but I do look outside the Lions. The Eagles would be my team to win it, if not for the Lions. The Eagles are hot right now. They are 12-2. They've won 10 games in a row. Just watching them, very impressive, to say the least. So I would say the Eagles, if not the Lions, to win the NFC. But I do think they will play in the NFC Championship game.
I do too, and what a great game that would be between those two teams. Lucy, we got week 16 of the NFL. We got games on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, just football all day. It's going to be great. What are some bets that you like for week 16? Anything that you've already pulled the trigger on?
Yeah, speaking of, Eagles minus three against the Commanders. The Eagles have covered in five of their last six games. Commanders have failed to cover in four of their last five. And the Eagles have covered in their last five games on the road as well. I don't think there's any stopping them now. The Commanders have failed to cover in two of their last three at home as well. So I think this is a really good spot for Eagles minus three against the Commanders for this week.
All right, very good. And then, Lucy, before I let you go, we got the college football playoffs starting this weekend as well. We got four really good games. Any games that you like? Any games that you made some bets on so far in college football?
Yeah, so I'm taking Notre Dame to cover against Indiana. Notre Dame minus 7.5. I have picked Notre Dame to win the national championship. That is my pick. And every time I say this to somebody, they say, really? But I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with Notre Dame to win the national championship, but also to cover against Indiana here. Notre Dame is 19-1 straight up in their last 20 games against teams ranked 10 to 25. And Indiana has failed to cover in two of their last three, failed to cover in their last road game as well. And Notre Dame has covered in their last eight. And at home, they've covered their last three. So I like Notre Dame to win by more than a touchdown here over Indiana.
Very good. Lucy, I like it. I got Notre Dame in the national championship as well. So we'll see.
That's why we're best friends.
That's why we're best friends, PJ. Lucy. That's why we're wearing the blue, right?
We're both wearing blue, PJ.
It's the Lions
blue. The first
time
we've ever matched.
Lucy, ever. Never happened before. Great stuff. Lucy Burge joining us on Send It In. Lucy, good luck on all your bets. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, let's talk some college hoops here on Send It In. It's a Tuesday. B-Mill's our guy in the chat. Hey, PJ, how do you like UNC plus four tonight against Florida? Also an ugly one, UCLA, Prairie View, under 148.5. UCLA should hold Prairie View to the 40s, I think. No play for me on UCLA and Prairie View, B-Mills. I do kind of like the under, though. And something I've noticed, we got three games tonight with teams coming off some big wins on Saturday, including UCLA, who had that great comeback against Arizona over the weekend. Kind of thinking of fade in some of those teams in the first half. So I think UCLA may be feeling themselves a little bit still over that big win over Arizona. Maybe not taking Prairie View serious. So I like the under look. I also maybe look at Prairie View in the first half, getting a whole bunch of points. But I like your underplay. As for Florida and UNC, that is a stinky line, isn't it? I don't think North Carolina is any good. I think they're really overrated. We've kind of seen them exposed so far this year going up against some good teams. And we already saw them against Bama. And Florida is very similar to Bama. They're an elite team with very good guards. They can really score. And they're a little bit suspect on defense. But they don't mind getting up and down with North Carolina. They don't mind getting into a shootout and getting in a running gun type of game. It kind of makes me nervous that this line is only 3.5, though. So I think Florida in the first half would probably just be the play for me. But that game I think could be close. But I do like Florida. I think they're the better team than North Carolina. I'm also looking at DePaul and St. John's today. St. John's 12.5-point favorites. The total is 115.5. I'm taking the over in this game. DePaul's head coach is Chris Holtmann. You might remember him at Ohio State and at Butler as well. He's gotten the Blue Demons off to one of their better starts in a long, long time. They really haven't played anybody, though, in the couple of decent teams that they've played. They've lost to Texas Tech. They've lost to Providence. They have been able to score the ball, though, and St. John's has been a team that's consistently scoring in the 80s this year. I think we do get a higher scoring game. I'm going over 150.5 in DePaul and St. John's. Battle of South Carolina tonight between Clemson and South Carolina in Columbia. The Tigers are laying 1.5 with a total of 134.5. I like Clemson in this game. I like a minus 1.5. I think they take care of business. I know this is a funky spread. You got a ranked team on the road against an unranked team. It's pretty much a pick 'em. Brad Brunell's team, though, has been very good in the non-conference. Clemson has over the last couple years. We've already seen them beat Kentucky this season as well. So I like Clemson. I know the SEC has been dominating the ACC, which is another reason you might like Florida over North Carolina tonight. But I think Clemson's one of the better ACC teams. South Carolina's one of the worst SEC teams. So I like Clemson to come out of there with the win. I also like UNLV plus 11.5. And I like UNLV in the first half as well, plus 6.5 against Dayton. It was what I was just talking about with UCLA fading the Bruins off of the big win against Arizona. Well, how about Dayton? They just had that huge win over the weekend against Marquette. They started slow in that game before picking it up in the second half. I think the same thing could happen tonight, where Dayton gets off to a little bit of a slow start, pick it up in the second half, cover the number. But I like UNLV to jump out to a good start. Really like the first half, plus 6.5. I'd take full game as well, 10.5, 11.5 on UNLV to keep that within the number. Another interesting line tonight, Seton Hall and Villanova. Villanova favored by 8.5. The total is 126.5. This is a home game for Villanova. You look at KenPom, and these teams are like separated by 13 points apart. So if this game is at Villanova and Nova's favored by like 13 on a neutral, this line really should be like 16 or 17, yet it's only 8.5, which is a little bit spooky. So I'm just going to take the under in this game because this line is telling me that Seton Hall is going to muck it up and keep it close. And that's the only way that they can keep this game close because their offense is abysmal. They rank 296th, according to KenPom. There are like 367 teams. Seton Hall is one of the worst power 5-6 teams in college basketball on offense. They've been struggling to score all year. We know Villanova the last couple of years has not been very good as well. So that's a really fishy line. Seton Hall is coming off of a really brutal loss at the buzzer to Rutgers. So I like the under. It's low for a reason at 126.5. We'll go under in Seton Hall and Villanova. Drake and Kansas State, one of the more underrated games tonight. This is going to be a neutral site game in Kansas City. Drake is undefeated this season. Really good mid-major team. Really good mid-major program playing Kansas State. K-State, 1.5-point favorites with a total of 134.5. Drake's a perfect 9-0 this season. They're undefeated. Really haven't played anybody, though. Kansas State really hasn't played all that great competition either, but I like Kansas State's team a little bit better. I like their guards. I like the fact this is kind of a home game for Kansas State. So we'll take the Wildcats minus 1.5 against Drake. And then finally, a bonus bet tonight. Again, another team coming off a big win on Saturday that's at home, maybe gets off to a little sleepy start. Tennessee facing Western Carolina tonight at home. Give me Western Carolina plus 22.5 in the first half against Tennessee. Some of the things I'm looking for in these early season games, right? You play a big non-conference game, get a huge win on your resume, come back home. You're a massive favorite to one of these schools. Maybe just going through the motions a little bit, right? I think that's what Tennessee and maybe UCLA do tonight. So we'll go Western Carolina in the first half, plus 22.5 against Tennessee. All right, folks, time for PJ's plays now here on Send It In. And how about that? We got a college football bowl game tonight. We had bowl season start on Sunday with South Alabama and Western Michigan. But now this is when bowl season really starts. And we start getting those weekday games. We got Memphis and West Virginia tonight. We've seen a ton of money on Memphis come in. They're now 5.5-point favorites after being 2.5-point favorites for much of the time leading up to this game. I'll get in my pick for that in a second. My prop lock, though, is going to be Garrett Green, under 61.5 rushing yards, the quarterback for West Virginia. Memphis's run defense has actually been pretty solid this season. And this is one of those bowl games. This is the kind of thing you look for, right? You look for teams that are motivated to be there. Memphis, for the most part, doesn't have anybody that's opting out, like anybody of significance that's not playing in this game. Meanwhile, West Virginia fired their head coach in Neil Brown. Rich Rodriguez, who was there for a while, had some great teams with Pat White and Steve Slate that you might remember. He's back as their head coach. So this is just one of those bowl games. You got a team who doesn't have their coach, had a bunch of players opt out, versus a team that wants to be there. They got a four-year starter in Seth Hennigan, who's been their quarterback for a long time. He's had a great college career at Memphis. So Memphis is going to play hard tonight. I think their defense is going to be ready. Keep in mind, too, in college football, when you bet the rushing of a quarterback, sacks count against rushing yards, unlike in the NFL when they count against passing yards. So 61.5 is a big number. Garrett Green does run a good amount for West Virginia, but again, going up against a good Memphis run defense and the fact that sacks count against a quarterback's rushing yards, I'll go under 61.5 for Garrett Green as my prop lock today against Memphis. My dog of the day is going to be UNLV plus 6.5 in the first half against Dayton. As I've been talking about, I think UNLV is able to keep this game close. I watched that whole Dayton-Marquette game over the weekend. Dayton's a good team. They're really tough to beat at home, and they got good guards. They can shoot the three, but man, that first 20 minutes, that first half against Marquette, they did not look too good. Kind of strikes me as a team that I think starts slow, and coming off that big win against Marquette, I expect them to start slow again today. I'll take UNLV plus the 6.5 against Dayton. Shawnee Sharp, you got any bets for us tonight? Anything college football playoff early thoughts? You're a big Notre Dame fan. Anything you like in those games? Anything tonight that you like?
Yeah, Peach. So tonight, it's kind of a weird slate, but I will say for college football, I'm very nervous about my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. If I were to pick a game tonight here, Peach, I think I actually really do like the Bucks on the money line, +170. Mainly, this is the NBA Cup Championship. Mainly just because the Bucks have won the finals before, and this seems like something that Giannis would actually care about. I just don't know how much the Thunder really care about the NBA Cup. They're a young team. Their aspirations are a little bit higher. This seems like something that like Giannis would be like very into, and so I think that +170, I think, is pretty good value here.
All right, yeah, we got the NBA Cup final tonight. So Shawnee Sharp going with the Bucks there against the Thunder. My best bet, though, I'm going to college football. I'm not laying the 5.5 with Memphis because this was at 2.5, and now it's at 5.5. And I worry that we're getting into a Falcons-Raiders situation where Atlanta was -4, they were -5, they closed at -6.5, and depending on the number that you got, either won or lost your bet. I'm a little bit worried about that tonight with Memphis and West Virginia, so I'm just taking Memphis in the first half at -3.5 against the Mountaineers. For everything that I said, Memphis is going to be motivated. They have a ton of their starters playing today against West Virginia. They want to send their guys out the right way. They ended the season pretty strong. West Virginia just kind of wants the season to be over. They're waiting for their new coach. They got guys in the transfer portal. I like Memphis to start fast tonight. Give me the Tigers, -3.5. in the first half against West Virginia. Once again, Garrett Green, West Virginia quarterback, going under 61.5 rushing yards for him as our prop lock. UNLV +6.5 in the first half tonight against Dayton's our dog of the day. And then Memphis -3.5 in the first half against West Virginia is going to be our best bet. Bowl season's underway. College football playoff getting going later on in the week. We got NFL, college basketball. We'll talk more college hoops tomorrow, more NFL, more college football on the show. We will see you guys then. Have a great rest of your day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.